welcome to the first episode of my new podcast, Timeless Voices, the podcast where I learn about the past of the people I know. My name is Jonathan Grunberg, and for this first special episode, I have one of the most important people in my life, my grandma, Linda. She has been one of the most brightest spots of my life on my trips to see her in Washington, and has supported me in whatever way she can, and I'm delighted to interview her today. Firstly, my grandma spoke about her life growing up and the family she was surrounded with, as well as her day-to-day life during her childhood.
Well, I was the oldest child of five. I had three brothers, and then my sister came last. So my David, my one brother, was 18 months younger, which is just about the same as what's between you and your sister. And then a couple of years later, my brother Barry was born. And then there was another couple of years, and then I had a brother Scott, and he was followed by Cynthia, who was 13 months after him. So I was eight when she was born, so I got to help take care of kids starting then. When I was in elementary school, I walked to school. It was actually about 10 blocks away, but it was a city street, right? It was not a busy area. It was a residential area, but there was a little grocery store on the corner that we went by, and then we walked down further. And my elementary school was called Webster Elementary School. It was a three-story building, and it was so old that when you walked up to the second floor, there were grooves in the floorboards, you know, from so many people stepping in the same place. And nobody seemed to worry too much about kids that age walking a long way to school. And there was a whole group of us, right, from the neighborhood that walked together. So a typical day is I walked to school, and then I came home, and I would help my mother do whatever needed to be done, because when my sister was born, I was already eight. She was born in 1957, and I was already 8 years, 8 years old. Yeah, 8 years old. And and then we lived in a big house. You know, I remember having chores to do. But the other thing I remember is we had two vacant lots on our street. In other words, there were no houses on them, and we played a lot outside, particularly on those vacant lots, because you could do pretty much whatever you wanted to do. And there was a park across the street with a big grassy area. So if we wanted to do, you know, like games and stuff like that, we just went across the street. And then as I got older, school became, you know, a bigger part of my life. And I love to read. So I spent a lot of time reading when I wasn't doing chores or playing with my brother and sister. And then in 1960, so I would have been 11, we moved to Beaver Lake, which was a very different way because we had to ride a school bus to go to school. School was like 8 miles away, so we couldn't walk to school. And we were at the very beginning of the bus route, so it took 45 minutes on the bus to get to school. Mm-hmm. And then you'd come home. So we were the first ones picked up and the last ones dropped off. So if you can imagine that, that took, you know, that added almost an hour and a half to the day. But I guess not so dissimilar from you, you know, when your parents would drive you to school and pick you up.
Next, when asked about interesting stories, my grandma spoke about how in her childhood, two earthquakes had hit her high school.
As I got into middle school and high school, one of the exciting things that happened was we had two earthquakes during the time between when I was in sixth grade and graduated from high school. Big earthquakes. Oh. And they damaged the schools. So I remember I was in like, I was in junior high. It wasn't the middle school then. It was a junior high. And we had the earthquake, and the building we were in was fine, but the building that most of the school was housed in had to be torn down. So we had to double shift because while they were building the new school, you know, the junior high and the high school shared the same building. So some of us would go early in the morning, and then the other ones would go in the afternoon. So I remember getting up like at 6 a.m. or maybe even 5:30. I don't remember exactly. And I would have to go catch the bus, you know, because I would have school from 7 till 11 or something like that. Pitch black in the winter. Wow. Anyway, so then they built the new junior high, and then we also had built a new high school. So the first year I was in the high school, there was another earthquake, and that damaged another building. I don't actually remember which building was damaged, but we had double shift again. So that was an interesting thing in my life.
Finally, I asked my grandma about any wisdom she could give to me or any knowledge she could share.
So I was not very social as a teenager because, number one, there were long distances between my friends, right? When I made friends at school, I didn't make friends with them. I didn't have a lot of girls in my neighborhood. So I always wished at the time that I had had more of an opportunity to hang out with friends and go to sleepovers. I remember one time I really wanted to go to my friend's sleepover, but my mother needed me to babysit, so I didn't get to go. So I remember at the time being not super upset, but sad, you know, that I didn't get to do that. And yet now I think if I was giving advice, say, well, that was okay because you spent the time reading and you spent the time taking care of your sister, you know, like babysitting and stuff. Those were life lessons. I remember later, Jonathan, when I had my own children, I had friends who were really scared about having children, you know, the physical taking care of children, which never bothered me ever because I had babysat so much that I knew what to do. I mean, I had babysat babies and older kids, so I was experienced. I never worried about that part of it. So I guess some of my advice would be every experience you have comes in handy at some point, you know, even if it's not exactly what you wanted it to be at the time.
After interviewing my grandma, I really feel like I have a much better appreciation for her. I want to thank my grandma for coming on this podcast, and thank you all for listening. Till next time.